United Airlines Flight 629 was a Douglas DC-6. Some of you remember those, four prop, piston powered, developed first by the military. You could hear that coming. United Airlines Flight 629 was named Mainliner Denver. And on November 1st, 1955, 11 minutes after takeoff, en route from Denver Stapleton to Portland, the Mainliner Denver was blown up with a dynamite bomb placed in the checked luggage. The explosion occurred over the city of Longmont, Colorado. All 39 passengers and five crew members on board were killed. Bodies and debris were scattered over 6 square miles. 12 days later, John Graham confessed to having placed the bomb in his own mother's suitcase. Colorado authorities were then shocked to discover that there was no federal law on the books that made it a crime to blow up an airplane. That's only 62 years ago. Reminds us how new air travel really is. So, the Colorado District Attorney prosecuted Graham for one premeditated murder committed against his mother. Despite the number of victims killed on Flight 629, he was charged with one count of first-degree murder. He was, in the court, convicted of the murder of his mother, and then he was executed in the Colorado State Penitentiary gas chamber on January 11th, 1957. Before his execution, he said this about his bombing. As far as feeling remorse for those people, I don't. I can't help it. Everybody pays their way, and everybody takes their chances. That's just the way it goes. Imagine your family member on that flight and those last words. Today we heard what I think are some of the most difficult verses in the Bible to live. Our first reading from Leviticus has the Lord God saying to Moses, "Do not bear hatred toward anyone. Take no revenge. Cherish no grudge. Love your neighbor as you love yourself." In today's gospel, our Lord quotes those words from Leviticus, and he adds to it that we must not only love our neighbors, but we must pray for those who persecute us. And we must offer no resistance to one who is evil. This is a core teaching of Jesus Christ for his disciples. And we gather here this morning claiming to be disciples of Jesus Christ. This core teaching is that the disciples of Christ, whoever follows Christ, must always act lovingly. Disciples must have the good of other people in mind all the time. This is for many reasons. First, our Lord wants us to set a good example and maybe bring about conversion of heart in the one who harmed us. But first, realize what this passage is not asking us to do. Jesus is not asking us to hurt ourselves by remaining in a bad situation. He's not asking us to do harm by remaining in perhaps an abusive situation. And Jesus is not directing us to stand by idle while other people are being hurt. That's not what he's saying. But what he's saying is this. His followers must not act like those who hurt them. We must not act like those who do us wrong. That's because Jesus does not want us to become like our enemy. He does not want us to become like them. If we do not love them, if we do not pray for them, we will become that which we despise. The human being has an uncanny way of doing that, becoming that which they hate. St. Augustine wrote that we are to have love of mankind and hatred of sins. If that helps you, fine. To love the sinner and hate the sin. Love the sinner, hate the sin. But as we go out in our week after this Mass, none of us here should claim that we're living this teaching. None of us. Our sinfulness has made us all miss the mark. But we ought not forget our Lord's challenge to be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect. But here is what is true and happening. And we can ask ourselves this. If we do bear hatred, if we do take revenge, if we do cherish a grudge, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to inflict that sword upon another person? And we may. But we all need to be reminded that that sword first passes through our own soul.